You know how to drop vampires with a single look. Okay, I think you can figure it out.
Caroline killed someone, Stefan. I can't make it easier for her to do it again.
No, we're not making it easier for her. We're just giving her the chance to survive. I mean, listen, every day that she's cut off from her old life, from you, from Elena, from Matt, it'll make it that much harder for her to hold on to her humanity.
And how do you know she won't hurt anyone else?
I don't. But if we don't do everything we can to help her, or at least trust the fact that she can keep it together, we might as well just stake her right now.
I don't know if I can trust her. Not with this.
Then trust me.
How you doing back there?
You know, this whole pretending to hate me thing is getting a little silly.
I don't think she's pretending. You did kill her brother.
There is a huge asterisk next to that statement. He came back to life.
Yeah, thanks to a ring that you didn't know he was wearing.
Why are you so sure I didn't know?
Did you?
Yes.
You're lying.
Elena, I saw the ring. It's a big, tacky thing. It's hard to miss.
So I don't get to choose the ring I have to wear the rest of my life?
Hey, if you don't want it.
You know, she wants it.
Now what?
That's the part where I explain the rules.
The witch who spells the ring has the power to de-spell it. So if you ever do anything to hurt anyone... I'm not gonna hurt anyone.
You're a vampire. That means the urge to kill is a part of who you are. The minute you let it take over, that will stop you.